My name's Kimberly, and I'm founder of Who Get in the Early Years, which is an international hub for supporting early educators and parents to be the very best version of themselves, inspired by the Scandinavian ways of living well. So, hello, welcome to this week's podcast. Gosh, we have had more of a trickier week this week in our household. We have all been poorly. So we've just been taking it in turns to look after each other and have lots of cuddles, lots of time reading books, and just trying to get a little bit of fresh air in our garden. As you can tell in my voice, I have still got quite a nasty cough, but I really wanted to come here and talk about nature play and be present in our podcast this week. So thank you so much to all of you that have been listening for the last few weeks. It's really nice to see the statistics and how many people are tuning in to listen week on week, and see that you are listening as well all around the world. This is broadcast in the UK, but actually, we've got people in Canada, the United States, the United Emirates, everywhere. So it's great. So thank you so much for listening. Now, this week, I thought we would talk a little bit about buttercups. Buttercups are so beautiful. They are a really pretty yellow wildflower with such shiny petals that are great for looking at reflective surfaces as well. Now, we had some time in our local wild area recently, and we loved exploring buttercups together. So I thought I would share a few ways that you can enjoy buttercups today. So, how about playing hide and seek, finding some long, swishy grass full of buttercups and just getting lost in it and finding each other and jumping up or playing peekaboo in it if you've got a younger toddler or baby. Such good fun. Having the opportunity, number two, to just sit in the middle of a buttercup field and enjoy being there. There doesn't need to be a purpose for it, but just take some time to watch and observe and listen, looking for clues about who visits the buttercups, what creatures can we see, what do they smell like? What happens after the rain to the buttercups? Can we see the shiny reflective petals? What happens if we hold one of those petals under our chins? Do we see the yellow glow? I remember doing this as a child and our friends talking about how it used to be a sign of you enjoying butter if you had a yellow glow under your chin when you held a buttercup underneath. And then, how do you feel once you're amongst these buttercups? Does it bring you that sense of calm? Maybe you feel really tranquil while you're sat there just listening. Maybe you just find a little sitting spot there and take 10 minutes to just sit with no distractions from your phone or the need to go off and do anything and just see what comes to you. It's also nice to just sit back and see how the children respond when we just give them the field of buttercups as well and no purpose of how to play and see what they develop in their play. Okay, number three, how about collecting a jar of buttercups? So finding a glass jar, reusing it, and collecting a jar of buttercups and maybe some other wildflowers or grasses. We like using cow parsley. And we recently created a lovely vase of wildflowers for for Oliver's nanny, because it was her birthday the next day, and we even included a dandelion wish in there as well. Okay, and then the last two ideas is perhaps simply running through a field of buttercups and feeling that movement and that freeness. And then lastly, making some buttercup tea in your mud kitchen. You could even freeze some buttercups in ice cube trays and add these to your mud kitchen or woodland kitchen play. So I hope that inspires you with some of your buttercup learning and nature-based play this week. I always love to hear any of your feedback, so do leave me some comments over on my Instagram account, Or you could also leave me a review over on iTunes podcasts. I'd love to know what you're finding useful. And for more nature-based play ideas, you can check out my Rewilding Nature-based program called Rewilding Your Wanderlust. And that's available over on my website at www.whogetintheelliers.co.uk. Well, I'm keeping this podcast nice and short today. Yeah, I can't go too long without having a coughing fit. So I'm going to head off now. I'm going to go have some nice cold water to drink and go and enjoy just some relaxation time while Oliver naps. I hope you have a really lovely weekend and I will hopefully be back next week. Okay, take care. Bye.